Hello and welcome. I'm Karen Chaston, the founder of Live Love by Design. And in this video, we're going to have a look at your success mindset. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? And let's face it, our mindset can either bring us up or bring us down. So let's have a look at the way that we can ensure that we are always creating ways that we can ensure our success. And that's what this video is all about. So let's get started. As I always like to do, we're going to go over the shoulder and we're going to, as I said, let's look at your success mindset. Ways that we can ensure that it always has you in mind. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? I know. Sounds a bit unusual too, like, why would I always be in mind? But that's what life is all about and the Live Love by Design is all about, that you actually are always understanding that you are the only person that you're going to spend your entire life with. So let's make sure that we are setting ourselves up to succeed in all areas of our life. And our mindset is such a huge part of it, because what you believe, you receive. And as Henry Ford said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you are right. So let's always make sure that we are thinking that we can. We can achieve anything that we can think about. You can think it, you can receive it, you can do it. You can achieve anything in life. And we're going to make sure that you are set up to succeed at anything you want. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? So let's develop a you can think it, you can do it mindset. And we're going to move from impossible to I'm possible. Okay? Nothing in life is impossible. Maybe you haven't found the correct action steps or the correct way to do something, but you can get there. And with a mindset that says, I can do anything, we are guaranteeing your success. I can't wait. Can you? I know. It sounds incredible. But do you know what? You can do it. So let's get working on it. So start considering future you. In everything that you do today, let's always go, well, future me or future you, I'll keep calling it future you. Will future you be really glad that I did this today? Or would future you be a little bit upset that you didn't do that today? Or that you chose not to do anything today? That you chose to be in, sit on the couch all day. Would future you be happy about that? Maybe. Maybe some days that's exactly what you should be doing. But you certainly shouldn't be doing it 7 days a week. So let's make sure that you are always set up for success. And rephrase your self-talk. We all can be so hard on ourselves. And let's face it, when we need to start catching ourselves out. When we start putting ourselves down and we start, you know, really berating ourselves in a way that we would never talk to anyone else about, let's start rephrasing it. Stop ourselves mid-sentence. I do that all the time, not only with myself, but when I'm talking to others. If I'm saying something in a more negative tone, or I stop mid-sentence and rephrase it. And eventually you will really notice everything you say, which is great, whether you say it out loud or to yourself. Let's start rephrasing it. Let's start making sure that we are set up for success. And then we're going to take action steps, which may be a little scary. We're going to get out of that comfort zone. We are going to make sure that we're always up in the game, up in the game, up in the game, as I love to say. And that's through us moving beyond that comfort zone. And I know it can be scary, but that's what this keys to your success is all about, assisting you to get out of that comfort zone and create your live love way of life. Okay? And we're going to also set the high Live Love goals, which we've already started before you started this course. We had a little prerequisite. We've started the document. Well, today we're going to go back and we're going to revisit it after we go through this create habits based on the rich habits list. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? But that's what it's all about today. So you're going to download your PDF, which is going to be a great document, become the Live Love Leader of Your Life. And that's through us answering the questions and following Tom Corley's Rich Habits List. Okay? We're going to look no further than Tom Corley's Rich Habits List. There's 10 of them. We're going to see where we fall in it and what we can do to make sure we do it. So number one, 80% of wealthy people are focused on accomplishing a single goal. Okay? You're going to download the PDF and you're going to do, as always, grab your journal, grab your beautiful pen, tell the family that you're going to go have some me time for an hour or so, and you're going to complete the document. And you're going to be honest with yourself. Okay? You're going to look at the list, see what you do, see how you can introduce this habit into your life, which will guarantee your success. But more importantly, it will give you a success mindset, which is exactly what we are about in this video today. Sounds great, doesn't it? Number two on the 10 list, 67% of wealthy people write down their goals. We're doing that. We started that at the beginning of this. So you can go big tick next to that one. I'm doing that. Not only just my goals for life, my goals for each area of my life. I'm so into this. Number three, 76 of wealthy people exercise aerobically 4 times a week. Maybe that's going to be one of your goals when you get to the physical part of your life. Okay? 4 times a week aerobically. You can do it. Doesn't take long. Only needs to be for half an hour max. You can find half an hour. 2 hours a week? Of course you can. Number four, 63% of wealthy people listen to educational audio books regularly. Yay, that's what you're doing with me. You're downloading the audios, you're listening to them, you're watching them. Good on you. Another big tick. That was a simple one. You've already got 2 out of 4. You're 50% there. Whoa. Number five, 81% of wealthy people maintain a to-do list. Do you do that? Hey? Well, there's a video, which I'm going to put the link to below this video, on how to do your to-do list, okay? Look at it, grab it, and it's also part of the other videos that we've done as well. So there's no reason why you cannot maintain your to-do list. Number six, 67% of wealthy people watch 1 hour or less of TV every day. Okay, so how many hours a week are you watching of TV? Okay, I'm pretty sure since you've been doing this course, we're now in week two, that you have cut down your TV. You're working through the videos, you're working through the PDFs, you're working through the exercises, you're spending a lot of me time. So that time, extra time that you just created to put to this course is, I'm pretty sure you've cut down your TV. So do you know what? Time for you to put your hand in the air, fold it down and pat yourself on the back because you are doing it. You know, we've now got 3 out of 6, still 50%. I know that the easiest way to gain more time in your life, the only resource that we cannot get back, lose money, you can get it back. Lose friends, you can get more, you can get them back. All these sort of things. Time is the only resource you can't get back. Cut down your TV. I'm not saying cut it out forever. Believe me, I love my TV and there's TV shows I love to watch. There's movies I love to watch. I learn so much from movies. So just be mindful of the amount of time that you're putting to TV that you could be putting to your Live Love way of life. Number seven, 44% of wealthy people wake up 3 hours before work starts. I'm pretty sure, especially when we get more into the all about you, into the physical side, all about you, which is in a couple of weeks where we really delve into those four areas of life that come into all about you, this is where you will really start to put this one into play. There are so many things in those four areas of life, and just as a reminder, it is mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. So when we start to really delve into those four areas of life, that's where you will very easily bring in this habit. And the earlier you get up, the more energized you are, the more time you have, the more that you will set yourself up so that you can certainly all day long create this most amazing person. And that's what life is all about, isn't it? Yes, it is. Number eight. Okay. 84% of wealthy people believe good habits create opportunity. I'm pretty sure that you already know that, which is why you are watching these keys to your success. So good on you. We're still at 50%. Now we've got 4 out of 8. Let's go for 50% on all of them. Number 9, 74% of people teach good daily success habits to their children. And that's, I'm pretty sure, just the fact that you're doing this course, you are showing your children that, do you know what? Good habits are going to create my live, love way of life. I've been the best example for you. And then we will pass these habits on to you as I learn them, as I grow, as you start to see the benefits that I am gaining just by following this live, love keys to your success. And number 10, 86% of wealthy people believe in lifelong education, self-improvement versus 5% of the poor. Well, as I said, 50%, you're already at, you've only got to do 5 more of these live, love, Tom Corley's rich list habits, introduce them into your life, which I'm pretty sure you can very quickly do, especially as we work through the rest of the videos in this amazing online course. And as always, I thank you for being here. I thank you for actually getting this far. So many people don't even get this far. So good on you. You understand these habits already. You may not have introduced them all into your life, but you will, especially when we look at the habits, your daily habits, and how we can very easily make the habits that you are living each day and your rituals for each day, actually they're working for you instead of some of them maybe working against you. So that's it. What does success mean to you? Okay, because these are the rich list habits for success. So let's revisit what does success mean to you. You completed the document before you started this course. Let's have a look at it. Now that you're a couple of ways into it and you understand these success habits from the rich list, maybe you can up the ante on some of the areas of your life. This is going to be a quick document. You spent a lot of time on it before you even started this course. So maybe just revisit, just quickly tweak them a little bit, tweak them up. As I said, we're going to do this quite several times throughout the course. And that's it. That is it. So your big live, love, wins goals are goals that are aligned to your definition of success and the habits of the successful. That's what is the big wins from today's little video. So thank you as always for being here. I really do appreciate it. Good on you for getting this far because, as I said, so many people do not get this far. And as always, I am so grateful for having you here. And I look forward to seeing you on another video real soon. So enjoy the 2 PDFs. Enjoy your me time. And enjoy, more importantly, creating your live, love way of life, okay? Have a look in the mirror, pat yourself on the back, and just say, cheers to future me. I am doing this for you, and I love you so much. This is why I am spending time working for future you. Goodbye for now, and I'll see you real soon on another video.